Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We will talk a little bit about the football game Saturday and about all of the tragedies. We know now at least 7 people have died as a result of these 2 crashes, 5 on U.S. 23 and, of course, the 2 in Missouri. And we want to finish our discussion of this debate before we do anything else. And I want to bring in Ryan Werder, political director of the League of Conservation Voters. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fine. Some unhappiness on your part and the LCV about the debate last night and the way it worked. What would you have changed?
Well, I first would have loved to see some questions, well, frankly, some details from the candidates. They kept putting out these fluffy answers that had no details in them. Everybody wants to see Michigan grow and succeed, but what the voters actually want to know is how these candidates plan to make our state move forward.
Do you understand why you didn't get those details? Do you know why?
A lot of it was the format of the debate. So we were watching it, and early on in the debate, they said, well, your time for rebuttals is over. They only got 3.
Right.
And so after that, the candidates couldn't really have a good back and forth to challenge each other on the details. And the moderators themselves had their hands tied as to how much they could push the candidates. So they were able to get away with these short, vacuous answers.
Yeah. Yeah, the sound bites, the talking points, the things that they've been campaigning on, it almost seemed like an exchange of campaign commercials to some degree.
Yeah.
Or what you would get at a town hall meeting.
Exactly.
What about the questions themselves? Was there a question, had you been sitting in Nolan Finley's chair, that you would have asked?
Yeah, there is. The main question that Michiganders want to know is how are you going to create jobs? And so from my perspective, the question would be, how would you take advantage of Michigan's skilled workforce to create a clean energy economy here in our state? And the reason I was so disappointed that kind of question didn't get asked is that both these candidates I know are good on this issue. They both have good ideas, but they didn't have the opportunity to speak to it. Instead, there were questions about whether Rick Snyder was a truly tough nerd and whether Virg Bonero was a angry enough mayor. And it just seemed like a real opportunity was lost.
In terms of their agreement on clean energy and green economy jobs, if they both understand this, would you have gotten any delineation? Would you have seen any separation that would have really added any insight to the evening?
Yep, because they have very different ideas how to go about it. They recognize the potential in Michigan. We already have 109,000 clean energy jobs here. But so, for example, Bernero was talking about how we need to continue to lure companies into Michigan and by using some of the incentives that we've used in the past, whereas Rick Snyder said he did not want to continue doing that and instead create a different kind of atmosphere for business. And those are two very different approaches to how to create more of these kinds of jobs here.
But we got the question about incentives, right? We heard that last night.
But what you have is you have so many workers who are off the auto lines, who are doing manufacturing and other high technology that are now laid off. And so what do we do with those who are here right now? How do we rapidly build this up? This is more than an abstract question about tax structure or the MEDC. We need to actually hear some details on whether they're going to move forward on this as a top priority or whether this is going to be just something else that languishes on their to-do list.
Was it even possible that you could have been satisfied with the debate last night given the very restrictive structure and format?
I think a lot of Michigan voters like me were disappointed with the restrictive format. But where I was disappointed, it wasn't just with the moderators. It was with the fact that either of these candidates, as you saw, could turn the question to whatever they wanted it to be.
Sure.
And they kept going back to talking points. Verge said that Rick outsources jobs. Rick says that we just need a new kind of culture in Michigan. And they just kept bouncing back to these talking points. So yeah, I could have been happy with how the debate went if they actually touched upon some of their plans. But let me just also note that they have these ideas on their websites, but not everybody goes to the sites. This was a chance to capture Michigan voters' attention in one place for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't hear anything about Verge's Greening Michigan's Future plan, which he came out with on the same day that we endorsed him in the primary. And we didn't hear anything about Rick's points on his 10-point plan that relate to the environment, natural resource protection, and green job creation, which he also has on his website.
Nothing against the moderators last night. In fact, we just had Nolan Finley on the show. But I had a different format for a debate in mind. I would love to have seen it, and of course it never would have been approved by the candidates, but I wanted a 90-minute debate where there was a wheel. And there were 10 topics on the wheel, and each one would take turns spinning the wheel, and they would come to a topic, and there were no moderators. And they would have 60 seconds to talk, and at the end of that time, there would have been a buzzer. If they'd gone another 15 seconds, they would have been tased. And they just would have continued until they had worked through their time and gone back and forth and really been their own moderators and had a chance to have an open, honest exchange of ideas. Obviously, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. It would have been a higher entertainment value, I suppose.
Well, I think it would have been much more illustrative. I think we would have learned much more about the candidates, their ability to think quickly on their feet, and to answer tough questions, because the toughest questions they would have gotten would have been from their opponent.
That's right. That's right. And that's the beauty of a debate when it actually has a chance to be a debate, because you get the back and forth. You get them challenging each other on their ideas. And instead, it was a few talking points, then back to the moderator, then a few talking points and back. And the status here in Michigan is so dire, and we all recognize that. Lansing has so many issues right now that it was a unique opportunity for once for Michigan as a state to focus on these tough political and policy questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was so disappointing, was that the opportunity slipped by.
There were some other areas, Ryan, that were not discussed. They may have been touched on, maybe they weren't even touched on to any real significant degree, about the Great Lakes, about pure Michigan, the tourism economy, but don't the candidates pretty much agree on pure Michigan?
Well, they both agree that they like the campaign, but this is another area where we are lacking details. We don't know. They say they don't want to increase taxes, but we don't have the revenue right now to fund the campaign. So how do we do it? What do we cut in order to fund it? And that question was asked by the moderators. I thought it was a great question.
Mm-hmm.
But they again dodged it by saying that we need to look at the big picture and reevaluate Lansing and make big changes in the budget without saying what they actually would cut.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an example of what we did want to see more concretely in questions is, before the debate, we released to both candidates our final 8 questions, which touched upon 8 different issues that they have not addressed in town halls or on the record.
Right.
And we said, we'll be sending our volunteers and our members to the town halls to ask these, but you're, of course, more than welcome to simply just respond to these, and we'll share this with the voters.
Mm-hmm.
We've not heard back from either campaign yet on those questionnaires.
Why is that?
Frankly, I recognize they're busy. But so what we are going to do is, noting their schedule, just show up at the town halls and be sure that voters have the opportunity to ask these questions as well as the other pressing questions that these candidates need to contend with right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would guess that they wouldn't sit there and stay up all night and take this test and fill these out, but they have staff people who do that, and their positions mm-hmm. on all these issues are pretty well formulated. I'm surprised you haven't heard back.
Yeah, you know, you and me both. We heard from the Snyder campaign that they don't fill out questionnaires, and that's been their stated policy. The Bernero campaign told the Detroit News that they would be responding to us. We just haven't received it back yet, so we're looking forward to hearing back from them.
We are closing in on 3 weeks from Election Day. We're talking about 3 weeks from tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Anything you can see that's going to move the needle or change this, or anything you see is still out there that we don't know about these candidates?
Unless there's some major bombshell, I don't know how this really changes. You're going to see a lot more ads going up on the air, and my fear and expectation is that they're going to be primarily negative. And the fact that the economy and the September job numbers weren't at all positive is only going to keep the voters' attitude where it is. It's a huge gap that Bernera would have to make up.
Right, right.
And I don't see how that is. It's a tough.
Yeah, people are so unsatisfied right now that they just want something different. And Rick Snyder right now certainly represents something different. He may not understand how to get done what he says he's going to do, but he's different.
He is different. And we're seeing, as a nonpartisan organization, and we look and try to put the best conservation candidates in, Republican or Democrat, mm-hmm. regardless of what seat these people are holding, these candidates, people just want something different.
Yeah,
people want
exactly.
something new.
Ryan Werder, political director of the League of Conservation Voters, our guest. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.